Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Watch Me Grow Radio with your host from IgniteRadiance.com, Star Staubach.
That's me, Star Staubach, your host here, and I'm so excited to introduce you to my amazing friend and colleague and the person who has supported me with my own Manifestations by Design, CEO and transformation consultant at ManifestByDesign.com, Anuradha Kautha. Welcome, Anuradha.
Oh, hi, Star. Thank you so much. I love being on the show, and I love working with you in any way. You know, any project you say, let's do this, I'm like, I'm in.
I know. I love it. I love that kind of synergy. And so, sweetheart, mm-hmm. I just want to dive right in. I want mm-hmm. our listeners to really get the most out of your brilliance, because I just absolutely love everything that you have to say and share. And so I am curious. I'm curious when you first started getting into this line of work, when you first started seeing that the significance, importance of manifestation in your own life?
Well, actually, probably didn't. I don't think I knew what manifestation was really physically till maybe a few years ago. But I guess the journey started in my late 20s, where I was in a job that I hated, and I knew I could maybe create a better life. That was the idea. And just started the journey, and I saw that not everybody could manifest their own, you know, we can't all manifest in the same way because we're all designed a little differently. So I kept seeing certain people saying, oh, I just did it like this, and then other people saying, oh, I tried that and it didn't work for me, but I had to do this. So it's that specificity. And actually, during that same time, maybe a little bit before, part of my work in the lab, I was actually a lab researcher before I shifted gears to teaching and so on, and I was studying enzymes. So it's a very specific enzyme to work on a specific, what's called a substrate. So an enzyme just doesn't work on anything. So I just saw that specificity again in how we manifest.
And so how is that playing a role with what we're creating in our own lives, that specificity? And perhaps the better question is, how are people underutilizing that or underestimating that?
That's a great question. One of the things that I notice the most is we are too busy trying to be like somebody else. So the more we try to copy somebody else's model, their idea of what their perfect life is, the more we get in lockstep with each other, and we all go to the same schools and read the same books and then have the same conditioning, it's really difficult to then step away from that and say, this is what I want. So it's this idea that we just live in this a world where so much of, from our commercials to our culture to everything, is almost uniform. We're expected to be uniform all the time. And I think that's where it starts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I can see just hearing you talk about that, even the commercialism, and it's not necessarily the commercialism like capitalist and not about that, but in the way of being sold to, being told what our needs and our wants are. And how much of that do you think plays a role in people not really obtaining what they really want out of life, or having that longing for more?
Yeah, we do want more, but when we are trying to want what the other person wants, or what we should want, or what we think we should want, then I think it becomes really convoluted. And that's where we forget our own design. So I think the first step is starting to remember who we really are. So part of that is the commercial world and starting to step away from it. Now, it's helped us in so many ways. And we think perhaps those bigger corporations or bigger countries or so on are kind of setting up the whole world in a certain way. And that's true globalization and so on. and that's, those are perhaps good or bad. I don't know. I don't really have an opinion about that, but I do think that they are what happens. So many of the people that I work with are still working in a corporation or a job or something like that, and they're transitioning into entrepreneurship, although not everybody will. But we have to see entrepreneurship is really lauded, right? Hey, that's so great. You're starting your own company. You're taking a risk. You're innovating, which is what we want. But the that's like the seedling or the sapling of the tree. But as it gets bigger, it does turn into a big forest, and it could be like a government or like a corporation. So first, we have to not fault the companies. They're doing what they think is best and so on. But perhaps we need to disconnect from it till we can discern. So we can discern this sort of marketing versus that is the kind I'd rather be with, instead of, you know, what's going on right now is our experience is so tailored, like online, it's got cookies everywhere, right? So you push something, and then you're going to start seeing ads for that. So then
right.
You're, like, saturated with it. So then, you know, your whole experience is, oh, maybe I should, and then I'm looking for a sign, oh, maybe I should do this. So I clicked on this thing, and then you keep seeing these signs of, oh, work at this bank or whatever, right? Work with this bank. You keep seeing those bank adverts everywhere or whatever the thing is. So you actually then start thinking, oh, that's the one I should go with. But instead, if you stopped looking at all that, and you kind of stopped it at the door, the front door, and don't let that stuff into your house, you know, by going on a detox of, I'm not going to watch TV with commercials and so on for some time. And then you just went back to the principles, and you went back to, what do I stand for? Who am I? What do I really prize? And then you picked some companies who fit with what you're doing, right? You know, so perhaps, you know, like when we're going back to the bank thing, well, a lot of banks took bailout money, and I don't know if that's necessary. Like, I wasn't impressed by that sort of thing. We've built these banks to be safe, to keep us safe, not for taxpayers to have to spend the money to take it out. So you can actually pick a bank based on, well, not all of them took bailout money, or not all of them are due. There's actually a lot of up-and-coming new banks, specifically like in Canada and so on, that are trying to meet their customers and do some really special things. So you can actually start picking a company, not just because they had the cheapest or best or, you know, somebody else talked about it, but it's in alignment with who you are.
And what's the benefit, honey? What's, like, why does all that matter? Beyond just, okay, so it's not letting the bad guys win, or it's not giving the money to the people that don't agree with me, but what's the real, like, bottom line? Why is that important for my life design?
Well, it's important for a number of reasons. First, I feel like it gives a certain sense of peace of mind. And it also gives this sense of, when we live in the kind of situation and economy we live in, it feels like everything's up for sale, including they're probably going to start selling oxygen and so on, right? That's how it feels sometimes. This way, you're... how you spend money, how you live your life is dictated not by what company and what is the bottom line for somebody else's company, but the bottom line for you. So, like, I can invest the same money and work with, let's say, like, my energy needs. They could be investing in solar or other power, right? So they're helping the economy. So it gives me, like, well, even though I'm not maybe getting the cheapest deal, and I'm saving money in that. No, it's, wow, I really trust these guys. And I feel like working with them is like an extension of working with me. I would do that if I had the time. If that was my business, that's the way I'd build it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why that is it's the new economy that's emerging, the new way of marketing, that we're all in this together, that we're all one. And if we understand that instead of us versus them, which, and a fear-based mentality that I think we're coming from, and the biggest thing that you get from this, from living in this new economy and supporting other people and so on, is you get to feel good. You get to sleep with, without feeling, you know, like I'm thinking of that song from Sound of Music. You know, it's courage, and you know, is not strength doesn't lie in numbers. It's strength lies in nights of peaceful slumber. How many nights are most of us worrying about something or other, worrying about this or worrying about that? But how many nights are you actually just feeling strong and feeling like everything's going to be okay and that I've made the right choice and I can live by that every day and I can be a good role model to my kids and you know, I'm doing right by my purpose, basically, the way I say it, by my purpose or by my design.
Right. And I'm listening to you, I'm recognizing that it's also supporting you to feel like you have some power, some control in this larger system that seems like you have, it can feel at times like we have absolutely no power and control. And when we're doing things from a place of honoring what we want and what's important for us, I can see how that would leave me, and it does leave me feeling like I have some sort of power, some sort of way of contributing. So you mentioned it a couple times, that word, marketing. And you know this about me. I'm not sure that my listeners know this about me, but that's how we met at a marketing school, or, you know, a place where they were teaching us how to market to our clients. And what I found being in a program, a large program like that, was that I got really I didn't have the success, I didn't have the achievement that I wanted out of that. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious how that relates to my own design and how that relates to, like, what did I do? What could I have done differently? I mean, there was a system given to me step by step. There was a, there were lessons and lots of implementing. I mean, I really did quite a lot and watched other people do quite a lot. And yet there was something missing. There was something missing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
how
absolutely.
Was that? Do you have any idea? Yeah, what was that missing link for that would have been more specific to my own design?
Yeah, that's really a great question. It's really complex. So I actually, since I did already do scientific hand analysis, so I'll just briefly explain what that is for your listeners, that in our fingerprints, this man, Richard Unger, looked at tens of thousands of pairs of hands, and he found that certain fingerprint markings meant that we had a certain purpose. And so there's a theme, which could be which you and I are both in the school of love, which is the school of being honest. And once we're being honest and authentic and being truly who we are, then we come to love people because we can accept our warts. Now we can accept everybody. That's the most common school. There is also the school of peace, the school of service, and the school of wisdom. And then there's also 14 different purposes, but you can have any number of combinations of them. So your purpose is about being in the spotlight. So you actually need to not only embrace your leadership, but you also need to be creative. That's part of the in the spotlight purpose, is to be a creative person. And your creations then need to be admired. They need, you know, you need the approval, you need that applause, you need the acceptance part. And so that's part of it, and I'll talk a little bit more about that. And then we can also determine things like your life lesson and gift markings, things that are really important about your hand, because that tells us your – so we know the fingerprints don't change, but the rest of the hand shape and the lines on the hands, those actually are mirrored in your neurons, what your brain structure is. So the way you act in relationships, well, we can see that on your hands. It's a map of what's going on in the neural networks in your brain. So when we combine this, it's a really powerful tool to how do we implement this in our own lives, what's our design. So in your case, you're in the school of love. So being authentic and checking in, hey, does this feel good to me or not, is really a good place to start. So I'm going to bet you just absorbed all the information and said, well, I don't know which one to do, I'll do it all. Instead of
that's part of it
with yourself.
Yeah,
that's part of it. So, and that's kind of this negative marketing that I think we're kind of getting away from in the new era, that marketing not being this tool to just sell and not even just to be of service, but to elevate people and to build relationships, right? So when we build a relationship, we actually have a transparent a very loving relationship with some of our suppliers, you know? Like they actually call and check in on us. That's what we really want. We're not wanting to be sold to as much. That's really what's going on. Like I really want to trust, know, like, trust, and then love you, right? And so that's part of it. So I think that first a lot of these systems have a little bit of the old marketing in them. And part of that marketing is to make us feel bad. And, whoa, here's the solution to make us feel good and fix the day. So even before you jumped into that program, you were buying into that something's wrong with me mentality. And they just capitalized on it. And what do I think that's good or not? I probably don't think it's a good thing, but it's true. We feel like something else has to be there to complete us. So the first thing I would say is I'm good enough just as I am. I'm awesome, right? Accept yourself, warts and all. You know, why did we go to that business school? Because we wanted to get more clients. But from a place of lack, right? So that's
right,
one
absolutely.
Thing that I
would suggest. You know what's fascinating about that you share that is that about 3 months in, I really strongly started feeling that sense of lack. Like I just was not good enough. I wasn't implementing enough. I wasn't doing enough. It was just never enough. And that's where I birthed that 21-day challenge to receive that you are familiar with. And so it's fascinating to me. So was it a mistake for me to be at that school? Like, was that part of my design? Are we going through life? Here's my question for you. Are we going through life and experiencing things that seem perhaps labeled as bad or don't feel great? Is that part of life's design?
Well, I think this is where the manifest by design, I think, is really important. People in the school of love are going to manifest things that make them, like, bring them to their knees to make them love sometimes, you know, till you speak up. And this is true, I think, of the oyster and the pearl, for instance, right? Little piece of grain of sand comes in to bug the oyster, and the oyster will then start putting a secretion up. And that eventually turns into what we really value as a pearl. But just like that in our own lives, this sometimes, quote-unquote, negative, and I'm not saying it's negative because I came up, you know, I had some negative experiences growing up, but it's only because of those that pushed me enough to say, now I'm going to teach empowerment. Like, I don't need to be a hapless victim and just kind of struggle with everything. No, wow, this stuff for me to grow, and I really value it. I see it as a gift. So this school that you were in, or any other program, any other experience, any partner or friend that you're having trouble with, you look in the same way. They are here as my teacher, and they are here to, just like that grain of sand, bug me enough to do something about it. So in this case, it bugged you enough to tell the truth. And your truth was, wow, I'm good enough just as I am. I don't want to make people feel bad to sell. That I know exactly the right things I need to do because that's me being authentic. Nobody else can dictate those things to me.
And what you said earlier really struck me, Anuradha, about knowing what it is that we want and allowing ourselves to detox from everything else bombarding us because we're sold all the time, constantly, especially if we're in front of a screen, And screens are everywhere. I mean, on the phone. I mean, I'm currently using my landline, so I don't have a screen in front of me necessarily, but I mean, screens are, they're a part of our existence, and any of those screens are being that space. I mean, it's clear that marketers know now, businesses know now that they can get across to us, and even text messages. I mean, even now you can get text messages from businesses if they have your phone number targeting you. So I think that was just a really big penny that dropped for me from you, is just that allowing yourself to detox enough from that bombardment to know what it is that you want. And I think for me that was part of the disconnect, is I didn't have that clarity, and so I just was almost scrambling and searching for, like, what can you give me next? And it was like a trial and error, if you will. So, okay, I'll spend $10,000 there, and then I'll spend $2,000 there, and then I'll spend $5,000 there, and then I'll spend, and by the time, you know, by the time it's all said and done, there's $25,000 in debt and, you know, a lot of pain and a lot of, a lot of disconnect and a lot of doubt now. I don't think I, you know, then the doubt settled in of like, you can't, that voice, that itty-bitty shitty committee of, you just can't do anything right, you know.
Here's all
the answers being provided for you. You just paid $25,000 worth of answers that you're not, that aren't working.
That's right. That's exactly right. That, and that's really a shame that you feel that, but I want you to say that that is a big gift to you. Like a bow, you know, with a big, big bow on it saying gift to star, four star, from star, saying you learned a lot. It might have been, quote unquote, expensive, but it forced you to now tell your truth. I don't need to go into debt to do this. I don't need to sell from a place of fear, and I myself don't need to live my life from a place of fear that I need to go constantly seeking and searching, that the answers are all from me. If I just tuned in and tapped into that, I'm going to feel so much better. And for you, one of your biggest truths, based on just a couple things in your hand, is you need to be in the spotlight more. So you running your radio show, or you being on stage or on, you know, in front of people, sharing your ideas is so good for you, both on a soul level, but also you've got a gift marking on it. So if you don't actually do that, if you hide from it, you'll feel even more reticent to get on stage. It'll feel like rejection. Right, so you need to overcome that, and just be out on stage. And that was only one part of the system that we had looked into. Right, there was other stuff, and that those things might have not applied to you and your design. Does that make sense?
So, yeah, with that. So with that piece of that was a big red bow, and this is a gift to me. I can certainly see that gift and the ideas and the flowing and the what's brilliant for me is the clarity of how to effectively support the soulpreneurs who are out there like myself, who are searching to do things their own way, who are searching for that solution and that support, because there are. You know, there are certainly benefits to having access to additional information and somebody else's genius, right? I mean, you would say that, that there are benefits to us learning from mentors. But what's the distinction there between learning from a mentor and adopting everything that they're, all of the step-by-step programs that are being offered, because right now we're being bombarded. I mean,
that's the landscape of what we're facing, and I think we're kind of moving away from that guru kind of mentality. But some of the things that I think are, first of all, it's part of your design. If we look at your, for instance, your human design chart, you're a 5-1, so you are very much about being a general. So you probably teach in a very methodical, practical way. So you want to work with mentors who are like that, you know, who are very systematic, universal. This is a truth that works all the way across, that is perhaps a little edgy. And fifth lines always have this thing of like a Joan of Arc kind of feeling that, wow, if I speak my truth, I might get burnt at the stake, right? So that's the kind of edgy people you want to work with. So you're going to really work with these people, and it's going to be a longer-term relationship, generally. For me, it's kind of like I'm a 4-6 in human design, so I really need to be nurtured for a long period of time, and then I can grow up, quote-unquote, and become the mentor for somebody else. So that's kind of where I'm in that transition phase of now starting to step up and mentor other people. And even in your teaching style, once you get a system, it's going to be you teach in this way. So can you have a mentor? Absolutely. But you want to pick mentors that are a little bit like you. Now, even if you didn't pick a mentor like that, you can still learn from them. But this is where the soul searching comes in. We're both emotional generators, so that means we need time to think about it. We don't want to just go to some place and then, you know, be forced into it and make a decision, because we generally won't make the right decision in that time. We need as much time as possible. So it's not like going to a restaurant and taking hours to decide, but for an appropriately big commitment or decision, you want to take an appropriate amount of time. It might take several days to several weeks to actually feel this truth rise up inside of you.
And how can we get there? How can we get to that truth? And then how can we, I mean, you said having a mentor who is like you, like, what are there steps that we can take, or are there practices we can put into place so that we know that resonance when we get there?
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to, you know, first there's the creating the experience ahead of time. This is what called pre-paving from Abraham, right? So you want to go through the event and decide how is this relationship going to feel and so on. I had some really amazing gurus in my life as a dancer. So, you know, I wanted to feel like, wow, they're a friend, they're loving, but they're still a, you know, they're still the guru, right? They're strict, they're firm, and they're fair. So I wanted to create that experience. The second part is then getting alignment with it, and that's the thinking part. You also want to do some the practical part, because I know you're practical, to do some due diligence. What do they say? Like, look, read beyond the words, because, you know, there's the glossy mm-hmm. pictures, and there's the text they want you to read, and there's the sales page, but there's also text, there's subtext. So read what other people are saying about them. What, you know, every time you look at it, do you feel a little, eh? Like, you know, you hear their webinar, you hear their this thing or that thing. How does it make you feel? Buy a low-end offering, you know. If I was going to start a commitment with a dance teacher, I'm not going to just say, here's $10,000, you know. No, I want to get to know them a little. So I might go to a few dance classes. I might see how they perform. I might try to ask them about their philosophy beforehand, you know. And then only then will I start to invest by, not just financially, obviously, but there's time, money, effort, you know, all that. Your heart goes into this, right? You're not just going, do you see what I'm saying?
Absolutely, and it's reminding me of a conversation I had right here on the radio show with Dr. Brian when he and I were speaking, and the idea of interviewing doctors and allowing people to know exactly what kind of medicine they practice, what their philosophies are, what their theory is, what kind of, you know, I had someone yesterday, you may have seen this, my daughter was on the sled, and she flipped and she landed on her back, and she didn't want to walk, not that she couldn't, but she didn't want to because it was painful, and I realized that, you know, I'm a cautious parent, and I care about my children, and I had someone private message me and say, do the right thing, take your child to the hospital right now. And I was just like, oh my gosh, there are different ways of thinking around almost anything and everything that we're doing with regard to our eating and our education and the way that we conduct business. And what I'm saying is that how fascinating it is that we can find someone in each of those industries who thinks like us, perhaps. Challenging us slightly. That's what I love about my doctor, my daughter's pediatrician. He will challenge me. Star, what makes you think that's the best choice? What have you read? What research have you done? Here's what I think. These are my thoughts. But trust your mom's instinct. You are the, you know, like you know your child the best.
Yeah, that's right. And that's, I really value, like that is a high, like I'd give that person, you know, a thumbs up. Because they said for you to trust your intuition. Any teacher who tells you to go against the word inside you, that is not right. Like that's red flag warning.
Right.
So this person telling you, you know your kid. You know, you've raised them. You've been around them all this time. You're the expert. Your kid is the expert. That's beautiful.
Right. And I wanted to, like, I've done a lot of research, and I understand, I mean, research that's, sure, we can find research that supports any viewpoint that we have. I mean, that's the truth right now.
Mm-hmm.
with all of the literature out there, especially online. Like there, it's really easy to find something that supports you. And what I love is that there are people in any industry, in every industry, you can find them who will resonate with what it is that is your greatest value or intention, or supporting you to listen to that space. So moving forward, I mean, here's this opportunity, this big red bow, and listening to my own guidance. You know, I like I said, the ideas are just flowing about ways to genuinely and lovingly give people exactly what it is that they need. And I mean exactly what they need, all the things that I didn't get or wasn't supported with. So what next? How once you have this flow, once you have this thought, and I'm asking for myself and for the listeners, what's the next step? How do we stay in that process and not give up on that design? Because sometimes I see people, Anuradha, thinking that the design is too big. Getting a sense that's too hard. That's not for me. I can't do that, right?
Yeah.
So what tip do you have for us to stay in that space?
Well, you know, if you've done the other steps of detoxing and really tuning into who you are and doing some of these other things like pre-paving and looking back through your life and finding what were these pieces of sand that bugged you that turned into really big gifts and strong points, because we have all had them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what are my strengths, right? So if you've done all these pieces of work, and then staying into it, of course it's going to be big. Of course it's going to feel big. But it's going to feel, you can't even see the mission before you did all this work. So when you start excavating and you do all this work, it will become clear what that vision is. So for those of you who haven't figured out what that vision is, start doing the excavation work, right? You know, do a TV detox. Do a, you know, find tools like strength finders or anything like that where you're starting to figure out your own strengths and use those more, right? Go to jovianarchive.com and get your few free human design rave chart, you know? These are things you can do to start figuring out your design. And then for those who've actually figured out that work and understand their design and understand what they're here to do, and then it feels daunting, is to start small. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day. I just watched this habits seminar by James Clear, and he talks a lot about getting good habits. And he had this beautiful quote during this seminar that was, Rome was built in a day. So you don't need to try to build the whole thing in one day, but you need to lay a few bricks each day. So can you do a couple things that get you in the direction of where you want to go? So for you, if you want to find more speaking gigs, is it an did you find opportunities? Did you, you know, pitch to these people who are looking for speakers? Did you follow that intuition and reach out to this person who's got, you know, just because they're a friend and perhaps they have a connection, you know? Are you following through with one or two things a day? Some people call it eating a frog first thing in the morning. Do the one thing that's kind of a little big, you know? But it doesn't matter what the thing is. I advise my clients to get an easy button from Staples, just like 2 or 3 pounds. And every time you do this thing, big or small, you push the button. And then it's not scary. You're like reprogramming your brain, so it's easy. And it feels a little less daunting. And another thing is get your tribe of cheerleaders. Get people who totally love everything you do, who love you just as you are, that will support you when it feels rough.
Nice. I love all of those tips go ahead.
No, I hope that was, like, I know I tried to jam-pack a lot into there.
That quote about Rome was built. I tell my clients that, hey, when your child starts to walk, do you expect them to climb Mount Everest? No.
Yep.
You know, we can look at our kids and know that my daughter is starting to read, and it's so exciting around here, and she won't put books down. And but do I
mm-hmm.
expect her to pick up Moby Dick? Like, nope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's
but
right.
yet, I have that. I do need to have that same reminder for myself, because I
mm-hmm.
have that grand vision, and it's really easy for me to expect that I need to be somewhere other than where I am right now. And
mm-hmm.
and I keep feeling myself coming back, like almost sliding back into place, sliding back to square one until I get that message that where I'm at is just exactly perfect and good enough, and I don't need anything else
yeah.
or more.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, you're actually unknowingly doing a lot of harm by putting that kind of pressure on yourself, because then, you know, I have to take 2 million steps today, you know? And then it feels like,
mm-hmm.
wow, that's too much. It's not fun anymore. This is why we don't want to kill it when our kids are, you know, learning to read or write or walk or talk or any of those things. We want to make it fun. So
mm-hmm.
go back to the fun, especially you. Part of your design is having fun, enjoying life, refining, instead of spending lots of money on, you know, padding other people's pockets. Do something fun for you. That is such
mm.
a part of who you are. So go back to the fun, always fun. Then, you know, it's like you can pick the carrot or the stick. Most people are picking the stick. I'm going to beat myself up to do it. Get it done now. I must work harder, whatever. And carrot,
right.
I mean, okay, if you don't like carrots, fine, but pick something you like and let that lead you into your future. You know? You know, I'll
you know
share
what's funny
one
about
thing
you.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to say, what's funny
ahead,
about
Seth.
You sharing that? What's funny about
yep.
you sharing that is that on Saturday, I told my husband it snowed here. We were all snowed in. We were going to go to a festival. We were going to go blah, blah, blah. You know, the to-do list and the invitations to go out. And the snow, the weather just said, no, you're not. You're just going to be home. And I told him, I just want to have a retreat in our house. I want to light a fire. I just want to, like, read by the fire, have family reading time. I just want to create this space where we don't have chores, expectations, just relaxation. And it was from that after having that day of just being at peace and just calm, that amazing ideas just kept flowing.
Mm. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So what you did is, instead of just going out on your own and, like, I want to do this thing, you responded to the environment. The environment said, oh, it's cold and so on. Other things might not work. But you responded and you found some way to make it comforting and fun. And you included your whole family. See, so many of these gurus are saying, you know, like, put your family off to one side, send your kids off, whatever. And I keep my daughter's home with me right now. She's unschooled, right, because that's important to me. Your family's so important to you. So you created, and of course that's going to be the best
mm-hmm.
place you can create from, the people you love,
mm-hmm.
not from shunted
mm-hmm.
to one side and, you know. Now, I'm not saying that that's not okay. Some people like to do that. They like to have time away, you know, send their kids somewhere, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But you know, you're going to create from a really much more powerful place when you're surrounded by people who love you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Darling, I realize that we're actually over, so our live listeners have been cut off. However, this recording, people are still going to get to hear all these juicy nuggets, and I just want to make sure that we have a chance for them to be able to access your brilliance after this interview. How can people find you, Anuradha? I know that your website is manifestbydesign.com. Again, manifestbydesign.com. And you have a special gift for our listeners if they visit your website. And what is that?
Yeah, it's three videos that I've put together. Actually, it's four videos. It's a special bonus one at the end. And it's talking about stop hiding and owning your stage. So finding ways to get up and own your own life. And that doesn't mean you have to be on stage as an actor. It's owning the stage of your own life. So, and then the other places you can find me, I'm on Twitter, Facebook, all the usual places under my name, Anuradha Kota. But, you know, the best, easiest place is manifestbydesign.com.
Thank you so much, darling. It's just, it's such a pleasure having this conversation live with you on air for our listeners to be able to get into. You know that you and I have juicy conversations. We need to maybe do more live interviews so that people can be in on those juicy conversations. But
I agree.
It's
yes,
been
because there's
real,
not enough loving conversations out there.
Yeah, it's been a real treat to have you here and to be able to share this conversation with the listeners. And so, listeners, I love to just turn it on you because I know that I spoke about my stuff. And but what was your nugget from this conversation? Where can you unplug, detox, get a little more grounded in what your greatest desires are? So that you can tap into your own design, not the design that is being sold to you on the screens, in the conversations, from everyone else, but your own. Anuradha, I appreciate you for bringing this to our awareness today and for supporting us, because it's my belief that when each of us are operating at that level, we have tremendous joy in the world. And my joy just walked into the room. Talk about being at home with babies. Zariah is here with me. Yeah, but she's being very quiet. So thank you so much. I really appreciate you being here. And thank you, listeners, for being here and allowing this space for yourself to consider how you can be more connected to your own design. And I'm excited to say that the award-winning stem cell biologist, best-selling author of The Biology of Belief and recipient of the 2009 GOE Peace Award, Dr. Bruce Lipton, will be here next week on the show. So be sure to keep Watch Me Grow Radio on your list of things to follow. We've got exciting speakers and guests coming up in the lineup. So make sure that you're following. You can press follow just right here on the website to follow the radio show. You can also find it on Facebook, Watch Me Grow Radio, and on Twitter you can follow Star Staubach of Ignite Radiance. All right, it's so wonderful having you here, and go to igniteradiance.com where you can get your 3 free days of videos to support you to shift your energy to start receiving exactly what it is that you say you want. Again, thanks so much for being here. It was a pleasure. And Anuradha, big hugs, lots of love to you, darling, and we'll see you,
thank you.
Next week. You're welcome.
Yep, thank
Bye.
You. Yep, bye. Bye.